Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. What a way to wrap another work week. We love talking Disney. We love when you download and check out the show. And I love when you interact on social media. Last Friday, we had a great time. Folks, let me know where you were tuned in. So let's do that again this Friday. Let me know where you're listening to the show at Be Our Guest Mike on Twitter, and I'll retweet those. We have people walking dogs, people going for runs, people listening at work and all over the country, all over the world, actually. So again, at Be Our Guest Mike, let me know where you're tuned in and we'll retweet those and have a great time seeing where everybody is right now. But don't forget, today's show is brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. There's still plenty of time here in 2018 to get down for the holidays. You got Halloween starting, well, right now at Walt Disney World. And then you got Christmas. It's a great time to visit. You got Food and Wine Festival. Cooler weather is coming, I promise you, soon. And just a great time to see Walt Disney World. And there's some specials out there. So don't give, and I know a lot of folks are looking forward to 2019, but I want to help you plan a 2018 trip. Get down there, even if it's for a weekend. Have a good time with those that you love around you. So check them out today. Check out all the specials, and I'll get right back to you right away. Fill out that free no-obligation quote form. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Again, over at themagicforless.com. It's back to school time, and if you want to be smart and support the Be Our Guest podcast at the same time, you're going to avoid Walmart, Target, and Costco. Those places are nut houses on weekends right before school starts. Just go to beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Let your kids pick out all their school supplies. You know, get that cool backpack, that awesome lunchbox that matches. And you know what? All the good stuff's there. Elmer's glue, Ticonderoga pencils, the Crayola crayons, and so much more. And you'll get all delivered. It'll get right there, delivered to your door in a couple days if you're a Prime member. If not, real quick as well. And you're supporting the podcast at the same time. So again, thanks so much to everybody who supports the show when you shop online. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1369 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. We made it to another weekend, and it's always a good thing. And no better way than to kick off the fun. Hopefully you're having a fun weekend. You know, a lot of us work on the weekends, but hey, let's make the most of it. Let's talk some Disney. Let's have a great time. Let's really break down one of the aspects of Disney trip planning today and talk about planning. It's going to be fun today because I think we're going to get a lot of good feedback on Facebook as to how you look at different parts of your day when you're on your Walt Disney World vacation. So joining me today for this conversation, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Ricky, what are you doing on this weekend before we head to Indianapolis? Anything big?
Yes, I actually, am having more company in town. My brother is actually coming up, and, we are either going to Dollywood or Carowinds. I'm not entirely sure which one he is picking. So, and it's a crazy day because we're going up and down in the same day. So that's a very, it's a very long day too, but it'll be fun.
Man, so, that sounds like Dollywood looks a lot of fun. I know they just did a big expansion there, I think. I saw something online.
They had, they've built a new roller coaster, but he's unsure if that roller coaster is running right now. So he knows way more than I do about, he's a coaster fanatic. So he knows way more about it than I do, which is why we might go to Carowinds instead. So I guess we'll find out. But he does love Dollywood. So I'm not entirely sure which one we're doing just yet. I'm sure I will be surprised when he comes up and he's like, guess what we're doing tomorrow? And I say, okay, let's go.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. If you want to follow me for all the fun of where I'm going this weekend, follow me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter at Ricky Nibs, and you'll be able to see all the exciting coaster fun.
You know what I love, though, is like that part of the country is just so gorgeous. Like just, the southeastern United States, like the Tennessee, Valley and stuff is just beautiful. I mean, and those parks are like built right in. Like, that's why I've never been to Silver Dollar City down in Branson. I've lived in Missouri my whole life. That's one of my goals. I think I might go down this year because they do a lot of Christmas stuff and I kind of want to see it there. So, it's just like, Walt Disney World is very beautiful and we know that because of how the theming they build up. But a lot of these, little amusement parks around the country just built right into like the natural environment, which I think would be really neat too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool down in Branson. So you definitely need to hit up Silver Dollar City. But I'm excited to... I haven't been to either one of them, so I'm excited to actually see, you know, what each one has to offer, depending on which one I go to.
All right, I'll be following along. And again, Pam is not here today. We are going to have her back, I promise. I told you about this on Wednesday.
No, I'm just kidding. We didn't fire her.
She is actually vacationing with a lot of our good friends from the podcast, having a good time. And, you know, they planned this out for quite a long time. It's somebody's big decade birthday bash. I'll just say that. I won't say how old and I won't say who it is, but they're having a good time. And she'll be back and we'll be on Indy next weekend and all that good stuff. So we're going to have a good time. But today, I got this idea when I was running this morning, you know, just doing many, many laps. If you follow me running, I do a lot of laps. And so I have a lot of time to think about stuff. So I was thinking about, you know, what is the most, when you're on a Walt Disney World vacation, you kind of need to look at the day. You can kind of chunk it. When I have a big, you know, project, or when I told my kids, you know, and I would slam them in sixth grade with like a 50 question or, you know, 50 problem homework assignment in math. I did that every once. Now you're not allowed to give homework anymore. No, you can't give homework. That's why I'm not teaching. But anyway, so back in the day when you're allowed to give homework, I'm not even getting into that. You know, because I thought it built, you know, perseverance and, you know, dexterity. You got to stick with it. You know what? And they say, oh, if you can't do two problems right, you can't do 50. What's the point? I'm like, because I had to do it. So that's why I would give it. Anyway.
Because I had to do it.
So anyway, what I like to look at is like, okay, you got a 24-hour day at Walt Disney World. But, you know, if you chunk it, if you break it into chunks and sections, I think, you know, say you're going to the Magic Kingdom for a day. That's kind of what I was thinking in my head. My goals really change from morning to afternoon to evening to night. If I chunk it into four blocks, really what I'm looking for in that part of the day at the Magic Kingdom or any of the theme parks is a lot different. You know, I have different goals for each part of the day. So I thought we'd kind of have this conversation and talk about, you know, what do you need to think about when it comes to the morning at a theme park, afternoon, evening, and then the night hours? Because I think it is really, really different. And you know, you can really make a successful day if you kind of break it out into like, we want to do this then, and then gravy, you know, for some of the other things. So Ricky, let's kind of go through this. Okay. So I think obviously we're going to start with the morning. Let's say we're going to the Magic Kingdom. This works for any of the parks, but Magic Kingdom's probably in everybody's mind's eye. So I think, you know, when you're thinking about your goals for the morning, for me, my goal for the morning when I get to the Magic Kingdom is really knock out as many e-ticket attractions as I can. But before that, even I think the morning time chunk starts the night before. I think for one thing, you want to get there at rope drop. You want to get there before the park opens so that you're one of the first ones in. That gives you such an advantage. But also, I think the night before, this is one of those nights before you can't stay out late because you're going to want to be able to get up very, very early. You're going to want the night before to have all your electronics charged, everything you need, everything ready to just grab and go out the door. This is going to be a morning, I think, you know, if you're going to the Magic Kingdom and you're looking at that morning, you're not thinking about a long breakfast, at least not initially. I'm going to throw something in there. But I think you want to grab a Pop-Tart and get there and get ready to go, be the first in line and knock out. For my morning, I'm thinking knock out e-ticket attractions. What do you say?
Well, I mean, it depends. Is it my traditional kind of morning or is it?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter because we have different perspectives. Like I'm a person who likes to get as much as I can, but then I take it easy later in the day. Like I don't, I get up early. I'm an early riser.
So if you are not like Mike and you are like me, who's a lot more laid back, my goal in the morning is I wake up and I will inevitably find some restaurant that I want to have breakfast in. Now, I know this is kind of crazy because why would you waste time for having breakfast? But here's the deal. I don't leave the parks. So I'm the opposite of Mike, whereas I don't take a break in the middle of the day. Once I get to the parks, I'm going hardcore the rest of the time that I'm there. So for me, having that morning time of, okay, let me grab a nice meal. I'll usually make a reservation at a restaurant that has breakfast so I can have a full breakfast and enjoy, just sit there and actually eat, you know, a solid meal to start my day. And then I will go into the park because I know I'm not leaving. So that's kind of like, I know it's the complete opposite of what, you know, normal people would do. But I am kind of more of the relaxation kind of Disney vacation at this point. So, don't get me wrong, I still get to do the majority of the things that I want to do by doing this. It's just, it's a little different than you know, how Mike does it, because I don't take an afternoon break.
Yeah, and this is what I like, because I do take an afternoon break, and I like this, this is going to be a good conversation, because people vacation so many different ways, and we're way different, and I think that's going to give people different perspectives. So I'm there, you know, like waiting at least 30 minutes before the park opens. I've had a Pop-Tart or like a Rice Krispie treat, something that's going to sustain me. My goal isn't to have like my belly full and be good for the afternoon. I'm looking to get to like 10:30. Okay, so that's, and if I don't want to grab a Pop-Tart or something in the room, if I don't bring anything like that, I'm not stopping at the food court. I'm going to run in somewhere like Gaston's Tavern and grab, that's one of my new kind of go-tos, get the big cinnamon roll and a soda, like a Coke Zero, and I'm good, and I keep moving. So the thing is, in the mornings, if you get there early, you can knock out things like Space Mountain Splash, Big Thunder. You could do Pirates. You could do Seven Dwarves if you want to. You know, the, you know, whatever. If you're at the mat, you know, if you're over at the studios, the Slinky Dog, you could probably get three rides in at Rope Drop in the first hour if that's what you're focusing on. You could do, you know, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Toy Story. You can get all the e-tickets done in that first hour. It's so, so critical. Now, here's something to think about for the morning chunk. If you're like me and you want to knock out as many e-tickets as you can early, which is what I do, if I'm at the Magic Kingdom, I will schedule an ADR. If I want to do a nice breakfast, like you said, a nice breakfast. I like that idea. But I've been known to schedule a breakfast at like 10:30 towards the tail end of like a Chef Mickey's or an Ohana breakfast with Stitch and Lilo and Stitch and Mickey over at the Polynesian. Because here's the thing. I'll just eat that Pop-Tart or whatever quickly. The cinnamon roll, that stuff is like, it's all sugar, so it burns off really quick. And then you're starving because you've been running around the Magic Kingdom like a madman for like 2 or 3 hours. And you've done a ton of attractions. You're like, yes. So then you'll go have a character meal on the tail end. And it's like a great morning because then you're kind of resting. You're getting a good meal, but you've already done a ton of attractions. You're way ahead of the game. I've done that many times. Ricky, what do you say to that?
So I will also take I will also get my breakfast at about 10 o'clock. So just, you know, we're at least having breakfast at the same time, but I have slept in the night before because I have slept in because I will traditionally stay up and stay in the park as late as I possibly can. So again, that's kind of the difference is you're leaving probably a little bit earlier than I am. I'm like, you know, until they kick me out, I'm in the park at the end of the night. So, you know, that's why I do tend to sleep in a little bit in the morning because I've been out, you know, having fun all night. So, yeah, my breakfast is usually around 10 o'clock in the morning as well. And then I will make sure that I have pre the vacation, I will make sure that I have my fast passes set up now. This kind of goes into the afternoon, but I have my fast passes set up usually starting, depends on what time I think we're going to get done with breakfast and how much I can get my family going. But you know, usually I will start having my first fast pass reservation for about, I would say 12, you know, hit the 12, 1, 2 time period. That's usually when I make my fast passes for. So then I can start using that rolling fourth fast pass and start, you know, making additional fast passes throughout the rest of the afternoon and into the evening. So I in that late morning time, that's actually when I am having that breakfast and getting ready to head to the park. So
Nick in the chat, he's kind of playing along with this. Usually eats breakfast on the way to the bus stop, do Rope Drop. They usually head back early afternoon for a nap and go back for our dinner reservation and shoot for the closing. That's going to be kind of what I do typically. Ricky mentioned she hangs her fast passes typically around early afternoon, you know, kind of late morning-ish. I will say that most times I put mine in the evening, and I'll get to that later. Okay, so mornings are kind of filled up. Okay, so that's how we break down the mornings. Let's talk afternoons. My afternoon is kind of like what Nick just said. I'll stay in the park until usually about... the thing is, you got to watch it, because if you stay too late in the park, I've learned this. If I hang too late, like say I want to see Festival of Fantasy. Well, then if I go back for a break, I don't have much time for a break. And then it really pushes, it cuts away at my evening, which I love evenings in the park. So I'll tend to try to leave by like 1 or 2 and get back to the hotel for like a 2 or 3 hour break, take a nap, swim, whatever it is. But the thing is, when it starts getting crowded, say around 10:30 or 11, and it starts getting hotter in the summertime or most times of the year, that's when I go away from e-ticket. Again, I don't have my fast passes at this time. I move away from e-ticket attractions that say 10 to 1. As it's getting more crowded, I start shifting my idea towards the lesser, the fun attractions, but lesser known attractions like Carousel of Progress, TTA. I'll go on a Pirates. I might hit a Haunted Mansion if it's not too crazy. That's when I might go to Tom Sawyer Island at the Magic Kingdom. You got to kind of look at the lower tiered attractions that eat a lot of people, Hall of Presidents. That's the time to get in the air conditioning and go into the big volume attractions. What do you say to that, Ricky?
You hit the nail on the head. That's almost exactly what I do. So I set up my fast passes for, like I said, that 12, 1, 2, maybe 3 o'clock time period. And then I will fill them in with those other attractions that maybe you don't necessarily need a fast pass for. So, you know, Country Bear, I'll do that. Like you said, Tom Sawyer Island, I can go hang out on Tom Sawyer Island and just relax. Because again, I'm relaxing. So I'm just chilling while I'm on Tom Sawyer Island. I would do, you know, the TTA or the TTA. I would do, like you said, Carousel of Progress. So I'll do a lot of those attractions that maybe doesn't have a wait for them, and to fill in some of the while I'm waiting for my to use my fast passes as well. I also don't jump around lands very much, so I will kind of go in order of the, you know, whatever direction I start. Now I'm left-handed, so usually I start going towards Adventureland, and then I kind of go sequentially that way, unless I have like a fast pass. And then once I start playing the fast pass game with that fourth rolling fast pass, then I will jump around a little bit more, but at least to start with, I go one direction or the other and kind of start that way. And then once I've used that third fast pass, I will start getting on the My Disney Experience app and start looking for the next fast pass that I can get. And you know, at parks like the Magic Kingdom, I usually have obviously much better luck because there's a bigger pool to choose from. So I can usually book another fast pass almost immediately after and get on something that I would need a fast pass for. And then that way I'm still constantly going. Now at Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios and Disney's Animal Kingdom, it's a little bit more difficult. Not totally. I do have actually very good luck of, you know, making that next fast pass for that next attraction within, you know, about a half hour to maybe an hour. So it's not like I'm usually waiting for a very long time. But, you know, I will actually be able to do that. And then I can get on the next attraction. Also, like you mentioned, shows are extremely important to see during that afternoon time period. Again, partially because the shows, they really do stop in the evening. So if you're wanting to see something like Festival of the Lion King or Beauty and the Beast live on stage or, you know, any of those, they're not playing, you know, anytime after, like, I want to say 5 o'clock or something like that. So if you are into seeing the shows, you absolutely need to make sure you see them. And really, it's only in the afternoon that those shows play. I mean, they might have a show starting at like 10 o'clock in the morning as their first show, but then they end at 5. So it really is a short window of time that you can see some of these shows in. So make sure that if you do want to see shows, and most of them are air conditioned, so that's a nice little perk too. You're going to be cool, especially in the summer months, or in the winter, they are heated, so you won't be cold. So that's something to keep in mind as well, as make sure you see those shows in the middle of the afternoon and have them in your plan.
That is huge too. And I'll say, you know what, because especially a place like Animal Kingdom where you have Finding Nemo the musical, you got Festival of the Lion King, there's been years that I've gone without seeing those shows because we tend to leave the park at around 1 and there's usually not a lot of shows before that. And by the time we get back, they're done for the day. I will say that this is a good way to kind of modify my plan, is that if we want to have a day where, say, we stay out really late the night, the Magic Kingdom's open until 1 or 2 with extra magic hours, and we stay, you know, we're going to be crazy and stay late. That might be a park to go to the next day because we could do a late arrival and, you know, get there, say, at 11 and know that our goal that day is going to be, you know, hang some fast passes maybe that afternoon, go see some shows. And just, you know, kind of not do it the way I'm saying today, like I would do a Magic Kingdom day or whatever. You know, that's a late arrival day, kind of like you said, and enjoy the shows because you're getting out of the heat, you're seeing the shows. And the thing is, I think a lot of us get into this rut where we're like, oh man, do I want to go into a show that lasts 40 minutes or 30 minutes and you got to stand outside? Like, that's a big chunk of time. And I'm not like doing rides, you know, I'm not riding Everest, I'm not going on Dinosaur, I'm not doing this Flight of Passage, whatever. But the thing is, every time I walk out of a thing, like we did this summer, no kidding, Pam turned to me and said, man, that is a great show. And we just don't go to this enough. Like, we love Festival of the Lion King. Like, it's a great show. Same for Finding Nemo the musical. But the thing is, we just tend to avoid it. Not because we, you know, want to avoid it. It just doesn't fit into our schedule many times. So that's a good point with the afternoons.
Absolutely. And there's another thing to know about the shows is they do take a lunch. So they usually don't have a show around like that 1:30 to, you know, 2 o'clock time period. So you may have a show that starts at one and then not have another show that starts until three. So that's something to keep in mind as well, is they often take a lunch break in the middle of the afternoon too. So in addition to having the truncated hours of show times, you also have that prime window where I would usually be ready to see a show where they don't have a show. So that's kind of a bummer, but I understand they got to eat lunch.
That's why you got to love the Hall of Presidents actors. You know what? They do not even take a lunch break. They just like, we're just going to keep chugging them. We'll catch up with all of our meals at 10 o'clock tonight. We'll be good. You know, they close like
Absolutely.
Eight and they have a big party.
They're there till the park closes.
That's right, man. They close before the park closes. They go out. I think they all get together and go out to dinner, you know, after and talk politics. That's what I think in my head. Okay, so, and I think I've got some Kingdom Keepers in me or something today. Who knows? So that's kind of the afternoon. You know, the afternoons, here's what you're missing when you do My Plan and Go Back. You're missing those, like we said with the shows, you're missing that. You're missing the afternoon parade at the Magic Kingdom Festival of Fantasy. You know, sometimes I miss that because the sacrifice is I want to be fresh for the evening. So I miss that parade, but it's a good parade. So that's one of those things. Ricky, you power on. So
I do.
You find though, you just kind of slow down and see. And again, my fast passes are for the evening. That's one of the advantages for your way is that you get that rolling fast pass and you take advantage of that. But you're kind of in the second, third tier attractions during the afternoon, right?
I absolutely do take advantage of that rolling fast pass. And you know, you'd be surprised, but I can get rolling fast passes usually for even some of the bigger attractions too during that time period. It just kind of depends on what's popping up for me. So, you know, when people are leaving the park and they're like, oh, you know what, I can't make this ride. I'll just let the fast pass go. That's when I, you know, swoop in and take that fast pass from that person. So thank you for releasing the fast pass to me because it's much appreciated, and because I'm staying in the park. So I hope you enjoy your break, and I'm gonna go ride your ride now. Thank you.
All right, so let's talk evening. So we have evening and nighttime to go. We'll say evening is like say around 5 o'clock until maybe 9 o'clock. Okay, so evening, supper time. And that's kind of my focus is usually I'll hop to a different park because we have annual passes. So we usually have a park, you know, we always have the park hopper. So we usually go to a different park, and the park we hop to is where we have an ADR for dinner. Typically our ADR is at dinner. So we'll go to that park right at dinner time. We usually schedule it for around 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I eat early. I get up early. So it doesn't matter though. You're on vacation. You're always, I am, but you're snacking all the time. So it's not that big a deal, but like, you know, we'll hop to the park. We're having dinner and we'll have dinner as soon as we get to the park. So then we'll have our bellies full. We'll have a good meal, fun experience there. Then during the night, we just kind of fill in. But again, like I said, that's where my fast passes are. So maybe sometimes I'll do a fast pass, say like at 4:30, dinner at like 5:30, and then two fast passes after. And then that's kind of just that night is just so awesome because you got a good meal that you're looking forward to. You're not waiting in line. You got fast pass experiences in your pocket, and then you just go from there. So that's kind of my evenings in the parks. I go where I'm eating and I'll hang a fast pass, maybe one before dinner, two after, some kind of combination of that. And it just makes for a great evening no matter what park we're at.
Mm-hmm. So for me, a lot of times I will make an ADR for dinner, but not all the time. I mean, it just kind of depends. Since we didn't maybe have lunch. Sometimes we do have a quick lunch, but if we do, it'll, you know, we're the weirdos who are eating lunch at like 3 o'clock. So, you know, because we had breakfast at 10. So we're eating, you know, lunch at around 2 to 3, which is great for us because then we're missing the crowds. Right. So that part's wonderful. So then we usually have dinner a little bit later though, too. So we'll tend, and that's traditional for our life too. We'll tend to have dinner about 7 o'clock. You know, and for us, 7 o'clock is early actually here at home.
I'd be dead by then. I'm dying right now.
So we'd have dinner about 7 o'clock or so. And traditionally, if we do have a table service restaurant, like I said, we don't usually park hop a whole lot. Every once in a while, I'll park hop if, say, there's something I need to get, and this is specific for me, if there's something I need to get content for that I need to maybe do in the evening or something like that, you know, maybe I'll park hop to that park for whatever, you know, if I don't plan on being there in the evening, I will park hop to that park. But for the most part, I tend to stay in the same park all day, which is weird because I like the freedom of having the park hopper, which I get with the annual pass, but I don't necessarily use it a lot. So I tend to then stay in that park. If I'm going to have, we usually do a table service dinner, I will do it in that park that I'm in, or I will do it at a resort that's close nearby. So, you know, if I'm at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I may have, you know, dinner at Sanaa, or if I'm at, you know, the Magic Kingdom, I may head to Kona, or, you know, if I, you know, or, you know, Whispering Canyon, or, you know, something like that. So I tend to stay in that general vicinity of where I'm at. That way I can get back to the park that I was in relatively quickly. But most of the time it would be a meal probably in that park that we're doing. And if we're not doing a table service meal, we will do a quick service meal, but it would be a more hearty quick service meal. So it would be something like, you know, a Flame Tree barbecue at Animal Kingdom, or, you know, a Pecos Bill at the Magic Kingdom, where we know we're eating a really good solid meal instead of, you know, because I personally don't like burgers and I don't like french fries that much. So especially like the thick, although Disney has the thinner french fries now, which actually are quite delicious, but I don't traditionally like the burger and fry thing. So I like something that's, you know, a little more meaty and substantial, and so I tend to be the problem in our family, because Brian could eat burgers all day. He would be happy going to Cosmic Rays and be like, burger, that's it. So.
Burger me. No, you know, and I will say, kind of getting back to the meal planning, you know, we don't do the character meal like late breakfast thing every day. We'll do it maybe once or twice during the trip. Typically, I will have like a cinnamon roll, or like a Pop-Tart, something for breakfast quick in the morning, and then we'll eat lunch on the way out of the park. So we'll sit down at a Columbia Harbor House, or like you said, a Pecos Bill's, grab lunch at say 12:30, and then once we're done with lunch, we're out. That's when we start, you know, whatever it is. We have a counter service lunch because we know we're going to have a big dinner ADR that night. Usually, that's kind of usually how it falls. Okay, so that is our evening. We have our dinner. I have my ADRs. You're kind of filling in because you use your ADRs.
I'm still filling in. Yeah, I'm still playing the Fast Pass game and riding attractions that are starting, because now it's getting to be nighttime where people are going to dinner. So the attractions are starting to get less and less of a long wait time, which is very nice for me.
Okay, so let's talk nighttime. Okay, so it's getting dark, you know, depending on what time of the year it is. Let's say from 8 to park closing. Let's say, you know, maybe the park closes at midnight. We're talking summertime. Of course, it's going to vary during different times of the year. September, it'll close earlier, obviously, as the year goes on. This is, for me, just like, you know, I always focus on seeing the fireworks, whether it's Illuminations, Happily Ever After. I like to see those. I know you don't tend to stop for those all the time. I usually do. But I will say that, now, how do you feel? Do you go to the evening park with extra magic hours? Because sometimes you're off site, so that's your problem there.
So I honestly half the time don't even pay attention to the extra magic hour schedule at this point. If, you know, and most of the time I think I just by pure dumb luck avoid, like, the park that I'm at doesn't have extra magic hours that night usually. So I'm not actually looking for it. But yeah, I mean, if I was looking, I would avoid the park that has extra magic hours, just because I do stay off site. I'm not getting extra magic hours. So I know that park is going to be a little more crowded towards the evening. It's not going to empty out as much as the other parks, you know, that don't have extra magic hours will. So, you know, that impacts, obviously, how I said, most people start leaving for dinner. If there's an extra magic hours night, that bump in, or that reduction in wait times, doesn't really exist. So yeah, I would probably look for the extra magic hours if I was actually paying attention.
Well, here's the thing though. Like I will avoid the studio's extra magic hours in the evening at all costs, because like, it's kind of a rookie move. Like, you That's think you're true. Getting, cause it's advertised, you know,
right
you
now,
see it on the
right now.
Well, even 5 years ago, like this, what happened was I go there and there's just not a lot happening. For as many, like, that park, when it gets crowded, it feels crowded. And especially in the summer at night when you get the extra people, because I think it's a rookie move. I mean, I did it a couple times before I realized, like, wow, I'm coming here and like the whole everybody, because, it, you know, it is fun to stay out late. And I think a lot of people like taking advantage of evening extra magic hours. But the studios didn't have, because all the shows are done. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you got like Tower, Rock and Roller Coaster, Toy Story. Yep. Now you have Toy Story Land. So you got Slinky Dog and you got Alien Swirling Saucers, Star Tours. But you don't have much beyond that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And that's not very much for as many people as descend on that park for an evening extra magic hour.
Absolutely. 100%. It will get a little bit better when Star Wars Land officially opens, but you're only adding an extra two attractions at that point too. So it's still not going to get that much better when you think about it. So it's Hollywood Studios is a tough park to do extra magic hours in. I absolutely agree with you, especially in the evening.
Evening for me too is just like, it's kind of gravy. Like I've now had my ADR for the day. I've used my fast passes, so I'll try to use rolling ones, but a lot of times you don't need to as you get moving on into the night, you know, like a couple hours before park closing.
Them.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I do too where I get them. But the thing is, like, I love nights in the parks, whether it's Magic Kingdom when I'm there, it's more of like, let's see how many attractions we can get in like in this 3 hours. Cause you know, we'll like maybe do a Monsters Inc. laugh floor because you know, like I don't typically do that, but for some reason I think it's more funny at night, like late at night. I don't know why, but that's when I always go to that
maybe
show.
Maybe you're delirious it from could being be. Up could all day it probably running is. And maybe eating.
Maybe the actors are too, but I will say, you know, it's just like some of my favorite memories of my Disney trips is like a late at night at the Magic Kingdom, just running around, like going from Astro Orbiter to Space Mountain, because the wait times are now shorter. And, right. You know, running over and even doing Tomorrowland Speedway. I know it's nuts, but, you know, because we're there and there's not a long line, we'll just hit it teacups. I don't even like teacups, but I'll do those. Winnie the Pooh, whatever, just running through and seeing what's available. Just, you know, like you don't go past it. You just ride it because the wait time's short.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what the theme park experience should be like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not really worried. You're like, oh, it's a short line. Let's do it. You know, it's 11:30 at night. It's 12:30 in the morning. Who cares? You're having a good time. And that's what I love in the parks. That's kind of my nighttime in the parks.
Yeah. And the Magic Kingdom it's a lot easier to do that too, obviously. Cause you know, that's one of the parks that stays open the latest. Although lately Animal Kingdom is, you know, since they've opened Pandora, I've been looking at the wait time or the, you know, park hours, and they're not closed until like 11 now. And I'm sitting here going, wow, remember when they closed at 5?
Yes,
I think Animal Kingdom is also a really good park to visit when it is late at night like that, because you are able to get on a bunch of attractions at that park in the later evening hours, because everybody has left again, I think, for that park. They've left or they're in Pandora, one of the two. So the rest of the attractions are open. So I tend to find lower wait times. And I personally like Animal Kingdom way better at night than mm-hmm. I do during the day. So I like it during the day. It's fine. But at night is really my favorite time to be in Animal Kingdom too. So I will often plan a trip where if I do park hop, I will go to Animal Kingdom in the evening. But you know, for the rest of the parks, I do find it a little, you know, obviously a little more difficult at say Epcot, because Epcot does have illuminations at 9. It's a hard, fast close at 9. That park is closing at 9. More than likely, there's, you know, once Illuminations is over, it's done.
Yep.
So, you know, that's kind of a bummer for Epcot, is that the park isn't open after the evening fireworks. Whereas I think for the most part, all the other parks have hours that, you know, are a little bit open after the nighttime festivities. So that's something that's kind of a bummer as well. Although I'm not sure about the fireworks at Hollywood Studios. I don't know if... Sometimes I think that one's a little iffy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it kind of depends on the night, to be perfectly honest there. But yeah, I mean, you know me, I don't see the fireworks shows usually. I will see Illuminations because it's the last thing, you know, like I said, that's the end. So I don't have anything else to do. Might as well catch Illuminations, which is terrible because I love Illuminations. I'm not like discounting Illuminations at all, but it is one of those things where it's like, okay, I can watch Illuminations. There's nothing else for me to do except leave. So I'll gladly watch Illuminations. But the Magic Kingdom fireworks, you know, happily ever after, I've seen them now. I don't stop. I will continue to tour the park. I do suggest if you haven't seen Happily Ever After, you absolutely see it though.
Yes.
So, you know, don't do what I do. Go see Happily Ever After if you haven't done
get
it.
Get a good spot.
Personally, I don't hate Rivers of Light. I don't mind it. So I will, if the, you know, I'm walking past and I see the show's about to start, I will go in and watch that. I love The Awakening though, the show on the Tree of Life. And what's nice about that show is that it takes place every 5 minutes, so you see a different show. And then for Hollywood Studios, I don't see Fantasmic. There was a time when I hadn't seen Fantasmic for about 10 years. And then when my brother started working at Fantasmic, I was like, okay, I'll go back over there and see Fantasmic. But I really have no desire to see Fantasmic on a normal basis. I think the show's fine. I think if you haven't seen it before, or if it's something that you really love, absolutely go see Fantasmic. It's not a not-to-be-missed show for me, but it's, you know, it's a show that you should see if you haven't seen it. And then I do like the Star Wars fireworks. But again, I feel, for me personally, you know, Star Wars isn't something that I'm, you know, obviously in love with. I've seen the movies, but it's not something that I'm like drooling over. So I don't really care if I see the fireworks or don't see the fireworks. So I'll, if I want to see them and I, you know, see that the show is starting in about 10, 15 minutes, I'll stop. I'll see the Disney movie Magic Show, which I think is a fantastic show, far superior to the Star Wars show.
Whoa, whoa,
so I'll stop
whoa,
and see
whoa,
that.
Whoa, whoa,
I know,
whoa.
I know. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible human being. So I'll stop and see that show if it's, you know, about running the show, and then I'll maybe stay for the fireworks for Star Wars. But I mean, I'm not like looking at my watch going, okay, those Star Wars fireworks are starting in 15 minutes. Let's get to our spot. That's not me. Or 30 minutes. Let's get to our spot. So, that's just not me. I'm just not a fireworks. I'm not a nighttime show person. I'm terrible.
2 points on your evening at the studios. One, I love Fantasmic. I love the show, but it's a lot of work. Like, it is just a lot of work. You got to walk forever to get back to the theater. They herd you in there, and it's hard to get out. Like, yes. It's a great show, but you got to invest a lot of time and work to see that show.
You do.
And the Star Wars fireworks. Oh my gosh! Every time that Han says,
I know I get some flack for that one.
Oh, when Han says, I was just thinking about it. I was about to tear up when he says, "It's true, all of it." I'm like, it's hitting me in the feels. Stop. I love Star Wars. So, yeah, if you're a Star Wars fan, just remember it's true.
If you're a Star Wars
fan,
don't miss the Star Wars fireworks, I will admit. They are really cool. Personally, for me, I'm get or leave it. That's just me, though. I don't really care about Star Wars.
So, last thing I will say, though, kind of wrapping up. And I think it was kind of fun exercise. Kind of think about the different sections of the day. You know, the morning, the afternoon, the evening, and the night. Because I think you kind of have different goals. You know, like...
Clearly, the two of us have very different goals.
And I think, there's probably 20 other ways to think about it, but I think it's kind of falls into maybe, some major categories. But I will say, especially at the Magic Kingdom, when you see the fireworks, you see Happily Ever After, which I totally agree. It's really won me over. That is a great, great cap to a day at the Magic Kingdom. It's awesome. And get a good spot at least once in your trip. But I will say, there's something about that. Like, you make a good point between Epcot and Magic Kingdom. When those fireworks end and you say you have 2 hours till the park closes, say the fireworks are at 9 and the park closes at 11, like that is just like, okay, let's roll. Like, it's awesome. I know. I don't know why, but it's just, that's the best.
It really is. It is the best because everybody else is leaving and you're still like, there's 2 hours left. I'm not going anywhere.
Exactly.
It's like, having fun.
Yeah, it's like it's a Tuesday at 10:30 at night and I'm just going to go ride.
I would be in bed at 11 o'clock at night normally on a Tuesday at night.
Yeah, and I'm going to get an ice cream and I'm going to ride 17 rides between now and then. I'm going to try to at least. Yeah, there's something to be said for that. So I think, there's just like, there's like that giddy anticipation in the morning of like, it's a fresh day, you're not sweaty, you're like ready to go, you're ready to get pictures with the PhotoPass photographers, you're knocking out e-ticket attractions in the morning. 10:30 that night, you might be in a different park and you're just like, you're just going like a madman. You're sweaty, you're hot, you probably had, 7,000 calories that day. Who cares? You're having a blast. I think that every part of the day is great in its own way. But I think if you think about like, what are my goals for this section of the day? I think you can really make your day better.
100%. I really wish that Epcot would stay open for an extra couple hours after the park, the fireworks. That would be so awesome. And maybe, when they do have all the new stuff with Ratatouille and the new Guardians of the Galaxy attraction and all that, maybe they will start to stay open a little bit later. And of course, they're going to have a new fireworks show that is definitely more than likely happening. So, I think there are going to be some changes to Epcot, and maybe we'll get the park hours will change as we continue and move forward with Epcot. I can only hope.
All right. Well, that's how we break down a Disney day. But drop by Facebook, facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Give us some thoughts on
how wrong I am about my day. Because I still get stuff done.
That's it. I totally agree.
I still get stuff done.
I said this with teaching, but there's really on this one not a right or wrong answer. It's just how you go about it and what your goals are in your day. Some people don't want to go at breakneck speed. And I think this, mine's kind of a balance. I think it's both. But I just, give us some feedback, especially on today's show. We'd love it over at facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. I love getting, because I pick up stuff from our listeners so many times to make my trips better, and I think it'll help all of us. So just drop by this weekend when you got a chance and just give us a little feedback on that. We'll put a thread up. And don't forget today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We've been saying it for years. They're a great sponsor. You guys are so great and support the folks over at The Magic for Less. And like I said at the ad read at the top of the show, still lots of of time to go down for Halloween, Christmas, Food and Wine Festival. You got the Run Disney events, the Wine and Dine Race Weekend. That one's kind of getting tight with inventory. But so many great times ago. You got slow seasons even, September. You know, you can still get down there when there's not, a huge crowd. It's never empty, but, less crowds than most times. So just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no-obligation quote, and an agent will get back to you right away. And maybe that next trip is in 2018, and you can get down there for the holidays, Food and Wine, have some good food, drinks, all kinds of stuff. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please do continue to support the show with your Amazon purchases. Again, it's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. If you don't want to go to Walmart, Target, or Costco for the school supplies, smart. Get them all delivered to your house. Just go to brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike and at brguestpod. And again, facebook.com/brguestpodcast. All right, well, it's time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Thank you so much for always downloading the show. If you wouldn't mind this weekend, when you're dropping by Facebook, we'd love a review on iTunes and Stitcher. If you get a few minutes, that'd mean a lot to us. Please give us a review over on iTunes and Stitcher. That would help a lot. And thank you to everybody who has done that over the past 10 years. Those things do expire after a while. It's the only thing about being on the, having a show that's over a decade old. Some of these things have expired at this point. So if you could give us another review, we'd really appreciate it. Anyway, we're going to let you get out of here.
Give us another one now. Yes.
I know. Seriously. It's been a lot different over, 1,300 shows later. But we're going to let you get out of here and have a great weekend. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wish you an awesome weekend. Whatever you do, please do stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.